Right now, Dallas Osborne.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A.K.A. D-Money.
D-Money, DJ Dallas. You got a lot of nicknames.
Also, Jess Dallas. There was many, many names floating around.
Interesting. Now, the first thing, I was actually want to talk about your name, but even before that, I noticed you're a stander when you do your show. Some people sit, some people stand.
Yes, standing, I stay hyped. Sitting, you get bored. Sometimes you lose focus when you sit.
Interesting.
When you stand, usually you're sitting right now.
I'm a sitter.
This was a, I learned this from the White Menace, the Live 105 DJ.
The legend himself.
You got it. Yeah, a lot of them stand. Some of them do sit.
Interesting. I don't have the muscle capacity in my legs to stand for 2 hours.
I will sit in the last 15 minutes when I'm just like ready to go.
When you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I try to keep a calm demeanor, keep the show even. Sitting works for that. But your name, we talked about your nicknames recently, like 2 seconds ago. Your name, Dallas. I feel like that's from Texas.
That's a very good assumption. I was born in Marin, by the way. Marin County, Green Brae, California. My dad is from Texas. Born and raised in Austin. Huge Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay.
So many would say that would explain my name. However, my mom would say she saw the name Dallas Cole in a magazine, and she thought the guy was very attractive, and she thought it was a nice name.
Really?
So I do not know exactly where my name came from. But my father had no problems naming me Dallas if my mom came up with it.
So both parents claiming ownership a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my dad has never told me where my name has came from, although I'm assuming it has something to do with his favorite football team.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big Beat. Out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, but plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to manage.
Yes.
Now, but right now we're going to talk about KSFS. You are the music director here currently, and last year, as I recall.
This is my second semester of it.
Second semester as the music director. When you started here at KSFS, did you come in with the intention of, I want to do a radio show, I want to be the music director, or what? How did you come into the station?
My first semester at San Francisco State, as a freshman, I knew we had a radio station, and I wanted to get involved with it. I was vehemently avoided, for some reason, by the program director the first year as a freshman. And Jacoby told me to go talk to this guy, and he told me I couldn't do anything. He didn't let me do anything because I was a freshman.
Really?
But that was my first experience with KSFS.
And who, if you don't mind me asking, not to call it somebody,
I have
on
no
the air,
idea who he is.
This was a while ago.
This was 2007.
Okay, so nobody we know.
Nobody we know. He's long gone.
All right,
but
deservingly so.
He didn't want anything to do with an 18-year-old.
Did you know who you were
at the radio station? He had no idea who I was.
Okay.
I was already working at Live 105 at the time.
Yeah. Now you've been. So. We're going to come back to Live 105 again. I keep dropping it.
Yeah, but KSFS.
You've been working there since you were like 12. It seems
I feel.
Live 105.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But KSFS, you did get involved your sophomore year.
I got involved. No, after that experience, I was just like, whatever, I'll wait and do my back at 200, 300, 340, and then I'll get involved. And then I signed up. Actually, I couldn't sign up because it was full. I went to Jacoby, asked if I could be on the waiting list. I got in. I knew I wanted to do a new music show. I didn't know I wanted to be a music director. I knew I wanted to be involved somehow in the music of the station, but I wanted to do a two-hour music show. I got it. I was friends with the program director at the time, so he gave me 2 hours. Even though it was my first semester.
Oh, no, who was that?
Anthony Carty.
Oh, AC, okay.
Because he knew I worked at Live 105. He wanted some help.
You were hardly inexperienced.
I had never run a radio show before. But,
okay, but he trusted your music taste.
I guess.
Apparently
I guess
so.
He gave me 2 hours, and I've had a two-hour show on Mondays ever since.
And that's Oven Fresh Radio?
Oven Fresh Radio is now Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon. This is the last semester of it.
Let me introduce myself. Rice and beers, Alpha MC, been doing this for more than 10 years. Ever since I was a youngster, I bought the funk for the love and for the party people to get drunk to. Since back in the days, we've been the major crew when I step on the stage.
I've always been interested in bringing music to people. I always want people to hear new music because everybody always says, new music sucks, nothing sounds like, nothing is good anymore. That's what people always gripe about.
That's a really common phrasing.
These are people that turn on Top 40 radio and hear the same songs over and over again, and they secretly like a lot of things. That's why they turn the radio on in the first place.
That's why they hear it.
But all they do is complain. I'm trying to give people a place to hear new music that they will enjoy.
new music that doesn't suck.
Yeah, that's the goal here.
Exactly. Now, later on the show, we will get some of your favorites, some of your personal likes and dislikes of new music. But would you, going forward in your radio career, because here you definitely sought out music. So you went forward in the radio station and music. You kind of got to do it both at the same time. Would you want to do that at another radio station if you had to choose between pursuing a music-oriented career or a radio-strictly-oriented career? I mean, is it a
I would choose to be a music director who's also on the air.
So just that's the dream, huh?
Who's also an A&R guy and also does music supervision for television and film.
That's going all out.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
Los Angeles is the place that can
and
happen.
And at night, you fight crime.
Yes, yes.
New music is probably how I, if somebody asked me, what is Dallas's favorite type of music? I'd probably say new music. But do you have a specific genre that you really like that's most played on your iPod?
It is alternative rock, new alternative rock music. I used to listen to harder stuff. I still do every once in a while. By harder stuff, I mean, I used to be into like the Hinders and Daughtrys and stuff back in the day. I've definitely gone away from that. Although there's still some I can appreciate a little bit. Alternative rock, modern rock.
Interesting.
That's my MO. I will also listen to what people would call girl music. I'm talking about stuff you hear on Alice Hot AC stations.
Okay.
There's some singer-songwriter stuff I'm totally down with. I do music supervision for a website called alternativeaddiction.com. And that's just, there's unsigned bands, there's countdowns, top 20 singles. I've been doing that since 2003.
Oh, wow.
So since I was 14.
So you've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
Is there any one band right now, not like new, but we're going to talk about some new bands, but is there any one band that stayed with you over the years that you've just like, you can't, even as your music tastes have changed overall, you cannot shake like one band?
My favorite band growing up was a band called Stroke Nine.
Okay.
They're from the Bay Area. They're very close, near and dear to my heart. My dad worked with them. I watched them rise to fame. I've watched them not be so famous now. They've stayed with me for a while. An artist named Butch Walker, also super producer of the Stars. His music has stayed with me for years, and he's changed a lot. He's gotten far more folk now than he used to be. But
interesting. Now, new music that's coming out. Is there any, you always like? I feel like knowing you is like a secret music source, because you're always telling me bands that are about to get famous, and then they do.
At my playlist from 2009.
Yeah, you're always mentioning.
That's all I'm
gonna
have to say.
You're always playing these bands that are like just on the verge of about to get famous. You recently gave me a song on Facebook, and you're like, these guys are about to blow up, so I'm just waiting for them.
That song's an iPod commercial away from being
huge. It is. That's exactly
huge.
Exact thought when I saw it is that's going to be on a commercial someday.
Yeah.
And what is it? What is your strategy? Like, how do you decide what music you think is going to get? Like, what's the thought process there? Because you are just, frankly, you're really good at it. Determining what's going to get
famous. I get paid for it, too. There's so many things you need to have now to be famous. It's all about the songs, in all honesty. A lot of times, people disregard bands. They don't pay attention to bands now. If the guys are old or if the girls are old, if you're in a band and you're over the age of like 26 or 27, you don't have a lot of chance of getting signed now, it seems. But what do I look for is the question.
Yeah. What's a quality that you're going for, that something that stand, like when you hear like that song you just gave me on your Facebook, like what about that song jumped out at you of, I think these guys could get famous?
It has to do with a fact that Edward Sharpe of the Magnetic Zeros had a song called Home, which was a very popular song in 2010. And this song reminded me a lot of that. We're talking about a band of Monsters and Men. The track is called Little Talks. It's also on our loop, I believe.
It is. We're gonna play it here in a minute.
Yeah. What jumped out at me about that track was it's catchy. And given the current
trends
in modern rock, you look at the charts, it's Mumford & Sons, Black Keys, Edward Sharpe on there, Arcade Fire. So this weird sort of indie folk, mesh thing has become really popular these days. And this band sort of follows that formula, and they do it well.
If you go the other way, what's this, like, what do you look like? Have you ever heard a band and like there's no, these guys have, besides like the qualities of the band, like the age of the members or yeah. something like that, it's like you hear the music and there's something about the song. Like, what about a song turns you off? And it's like, there's no way this song's going to be going to get famous.
if they start talking about Jesus a lot of times, I'm like, no, God.
Just stop it.
Like, I'll listen to a lot of Christian music. I just, you know, pretend that they're talking about a girl and not Jesus or God in the song. Because they're, listen to Switchfoot, listen to a band like Red, Skillet. They have all the songs, when they say you, they're usually talking about God. I just pretend it's a girl.
But what those turns, bands are famous.
Yes,
though,
they are
fair.
Famous. What turns me off? If the vocals, like, just sound completely amateur a lot of times, or production quality is just not up to par, then I'm like, done. I can't take it seriously if it's not produced really well.
That's that. The production's really important.
Production's super important these days, and any days.
And any days.
what turns me off? I mean, lyrics can have the potential to turn me off. If a song goes nowhere,
there's
usually
gotta be a progression in the song.
I want a chorus. I want it stuck in my head, and I want to be humming it all day. I mean, if there's just nothing to go back to, if there's nothing memorable about it, pass. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where the line can see. Can you take me higher?
Now, when you were 13,
yes,
just a young boy.
Yes.
You stumbled upon a website called rapbattles.com.
Shouldn't have given you that information.
And your mistake was telling me about it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I was able to find the lyrics to your first and only rap battle.
No, there's more.
Oh, really?
There's more.
Oh, I got to do more.
There's
digging.
A rap about Oakland on there. If you click on my profile and look at my post, it's there.
Oh, man.
It's still there. I thought the website was long gone. It's not.
There might be a CD coming soon. Ugh. Check back on my Facebook.
When I was young in junior high, I for some reason thought I would be good at writing rap songs. No.
When you say thought, I think you mean no, because these are quality. And what we're going to do.
I haven't read it.
I'm gonna read the. This is not you I'm about to read. This is okay. The person you are battling. And they.
Yes.
And to be fair, the rules of this are you type it. You type
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's
out.
Nothing quite like rap battling in an online forum in 2002.
And you have to type and then people vote. And I will decide the winner after based on the votes, because there was a winner. And this is the person you were fighting to. And I'm not
going
to put
much
enthusiasm. There was. I'm not going to put much enthusiasm into this. And then I'm going to let you,
okay.
If you would like to, read your own.
I'll read my own.
So once again, this is neither me nor Dallas, if you're tuning in, who wrote this.
This is a random ass dude.
This is just a random guy. Real LL is his name. Capital L's at the back there. I ain't going to take this easy because we are both noobs. My gun will put two slugs on your chest like you're carrying boobs. I'm a real competitor, so I live by the heat. Mess around and the revolver will have you clapped from your feet. It's gold. Wow. I spit hot shit and I'm the only one that done it. Put a condom on your game because you might as well say fuck it. But there's more. I speak real before I clap you with steel. That wasn't no battle because you just got healed. I imagine that's how he pronounced it in his head. And that was just pretty much pure genius. So I'm going to pass this over to you.
Yes. My rap name, DNUFO. Oh, my God. I'm going to do it. Sup, Real LL? You think you have a chance? I'll kick your ass so hard, I'll make your teeth dance. You think you got the illest flows? I'm like the bachelor, and you ain't getting a rose. Damn. You're going down right now, no way, no how. I won't be defeated by some overweight cow. You're fat, but I'm fatter, P-H-A-T. I'll be like the pitcher, and you can be the batter. I'll strike you out like Randy and the Rocket. I'll beam you so hard, the change will fall from your pocket. Stop trying to be so original. You think you're a white puck with shitty material. It ain't over yet. I still got some left. I'll get you some Popeyes, and you can be the breast. This battle is mine. It's so easy to see. I'm riffing off raps better than Run DMC. I told you you had no chance. My turn is over. Hope you don't piss in your pants.
That was, I think, perfection is the word. And there was a winner declared on the site, voting by people on other rap members. And there was a lot of words of encouragement and discouragement.
Rapbattles.com.
Rapbattles.com. And the winner, by knockout, unanimously, 5-0, was DNUFO2. You won 5-0.
I should have considered it as a career. Why are we talking about Britney Spears Hold It Against Me?
But because we were talking about dubstep.
Yes.
And your show, Wobble Wednesday. And we're going to go right back into that because Wobble Wednesday is on Wednesdays.
Yes.
It's at midnight, right after Loveline. You're hosting it. Now, dubstep, we were talking about how you got into it, how you got into the show itself. And the music manager of Wild 94.9, you said?
It was 99.7 now.
99.7?
It's this song. He's like, all of a sudden, what is this dubstep thing? He brought me in. I started making him mixes because he was curious about starting a show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the White Menace, who is the co-host of Bubble Wednesdays, was involved with this. And then all of a sudden, Menace decided he wanted to pitch an idea for this dubstep show that we could just do Wednesday nights to our program director. And at first, we were supposed to make a sample hour, but we never had to do that. And all of a sudden, it was just okayed. And
really?
Then now we have a dubstep show.
So that's how much power you and Menace pull at that station, huh?
You know, it was the week I got hired as a DJ, I also became the co-host of Wobble Wednesday.
Thank you to my first guest, Dallas Osborne. His show, Wobble Wednesdays, on Live 105.3, midnight, D-Money. Right after Loveline. Yeah, D-Money, the music manager.
KSFS, embrace the chaos.